With Montana News, I'm Peyton Butler. The parties in charge of the sprawling 300-square-mile Anaconda Smelters Superfund site today lodged a partial legally binding cleanup deal in federal district court. Nora Sachs reports the public will soon get to weigh in on the deal.
The partial deal, or consent decree, is between the Federal Environmental Protection Agency, the state, and Atlantic Richfield Company. It provides a legal and technical roadmap for addressing three major components of Anaconda's complex Superfund cleanup: remediating surface water, dealing with the old piles of slag, and operating and maintaining the Old Works golf course, which was built on top of smelter waste. AR will foot the bill for the work. Chief Executive Officer Bill Everett, who represents Anaconda Deer Lodge County in the Superfund negotiations, says,
"What we did is a mini consent decree. We broke it down into multiple parts. The big picture was being tough to swallow, so we thought, well, let's chip away one at a time."
Once the partial consent decree is published in the Federal Register, the public will get 30 days to formally comment on the deal. It will then need final approval from the federal judge. The EPA says its goal is to have a full or site-wide consent decree for the Anaconda smelter site by the end of the year. I'm Nora Sachs, Montana Public Radio.